fields. I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living.
All right, 7:15 a.m., 106.4 WZAC Morning Radio. So what are you singing, Simone? You're going to be a squatter now?
Well, actually, we prefer to call ourselves homesteaders, but yeah, I'm moving into my new building this Friday.
His new building? A condemned, rat-infested tenement on the Lower East Side that you and your friends are taking over?
Well, no, that's one good thing, we don't have rats.
How do you know?
Because there's so many mice that you almost trip over them when you walk, and rats and mice don't cohabitate.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's great, Simone. You're tripping over the mice, but as long as there are no rats, you don't have anything to worry about. Well, I guess we were wrong. It sounds like a nice place to me.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget to send us an invitation to the housewarming party.
Yeah, that's one housewarming party I sure don't want to miss.
I don't know. First he's a man who wants to be a woman. Now he wants to be a squatter. I gotta tell you, Simone, you're one of a kind.
Well, when God made me, I think he broke them all up.
At the request of the rest of the universe.
Yeah, the lights were on upstairs. The guy was out to lunch the day you were recreated, Simone.
I tell you, Pete should see this.
Yeah, we should bring in Pete, our new intern. He was freaked out by a couple Hare Krishnas at the Port Authority. Imagine what he'll say when he gets a look at Simone.
Who, that all-American boy I saw when I came in?
Yeah, kid personality.
Personality, Pete.
Tell me about it. I've been hearing him on your show the last couple of days. How did you ever get a bland guy with absolutely no sense of humor to work for you?
Hey, I let you in my studio, Simone. That should say something about my standards.
That was Robert Feldman who said this, Pete, wasn't it?
Yeah, Robert Feldman over at the College for Media Sciences. I tell him I need a new intern, and this is what he sends me.
I think he's still mad at us about his wife.
Oh, yeah, the yuppie college professor's wife got drunk one day and decided she wanted to come down to the studio and take her clothes off.
Oh, I remember that. Didn't he call the show and have this long, heated argument with his wife over the air?
Yeah, I love real-life confrontations. They make great radio. Hey, Simone, why don't you come down here one day with one of your girlfriends or one of your boyfriends?
Whatever it is you're dating these days.
Yeah, whatever you're dating, bring it down. You can have a live argument over the air.
Can you imagine what Simone and his boyfriends and his girlfriends talk about?
I don't want to think about it. It's too bizarre.
I don't have any girlfriends or boyfriends these days because nobody wants to date me anymore.
Why doesn't anyone want to date you anymore? I don't understand.
We should make Pete date him.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, get on in here.
You know, Pete's looking for an apartment, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe they can move in together.
I wouldn't mind moving in with Pete. We'd have to develop a personality first.
Oh, yeah, right, Simone. Now you have taste.
You date anything with a Paul Simone. You're available to do anything with anyone at any time.
Well, I guess, to a point.
Now, Pete, get near a microphone.
Actually, in this light, he looks a lot cuter than he did in the hall.
Shut up. You're starting to make me nauseous.
So, Pete, what did you think when you walked into the reception room this morning and you saw Simone sitting there?
Actually, I was looking forward to meet Simone. I heard him a lot on the tapes my old girlfriend used to send me when I was in South Carolina.
Yeah, Pete has an old girlfriend in New York. He used to mail him tapes of our program. I still haven't figured that one out.
Hey, I'm studying broadcasting. I try to keep up with all the greats in the business.
Can you imagine the kind of knucklehead students could use this show as text to study from?
Now, there's a bizarre thought.
Simone's been coming on for a few years already, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, he just kind of showed up on our doorstep one day a long time ago.
Yeah, he's been showing up every couple of months ever since then. I don't have the heart to tell him to go away.
What are you talking about? You're always telling me to go away.
How come you're still here?
Yeah, how come you still keep coming around, Simone? I mean, you think you'd have gotten the hint by now.
Well, actually, the first time I was on your show was for a transsexual phone meet. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that goes down in history as one of the more depraved moments of all time.
Didn't he come on once with a couple of little kids?
Yeah, they were my sons.
Yeah, believe it or not, Simone has two little boys.
Two adorable little boys.
Yeah, his ex-wife's real cute, too.
I mean, that was back in the days, though, when Simone was a man. I mean, didn't you have a real job back then as well?
I was a high school classics teacher. I tried to teach kids who were raised on Rocky and Rambo all about Agamemnon and Hamlet.
Well, why don't you go back to teaching high school students about Hamlet and Agamemnon?
Are you kidding? I would take a job tomorrow, but nobody wants to have me.
Well, that's another great mystery I can't figure out.
I don't know what it is. I would accept any menial work these days, but I walk into a store that has a help wanted sign in the window, and they tell me the job's been filled, and the next day, the sign's still there.
No, the next day, the guy sold the store and moved out of town.
You mean you were once married, and you had a normal family and a normal life?
Listen to the tone he's using.
Yeah, real Southern Baptist preacher. You had the love and the purity of a good woman. and the love and the purity of a fine family, and you forsake them all because you awoke one day and decided that you wanted to be cussed with menstrual cramps. Shame on you, Simone. Shame on you.
I didn't decide it one day. I always knew I wanted to menstruate. I kept it suppressed.
Shame on you.
But now that you're going to be a squatter, I suppose you don't want to be a woman anymore?
Yeah, you can only handle one sick, perverted cause.
No, I still want to be a woman, too. I just can't afford to have the operation.
Yeah, what happened with that telethon you had on cable TV to raise money for your operation?
Yeah, and that guy that put the telethon together for you.
Yeah, his manager.
Yeah, your manager, another loon. Are you still in touch with him?
Well, actually, I ran into him the other day on the subway.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of manager you need, Simone. Someone who rides the subway.
Now, is he the one that got you the squat?
Actually, I found the squat myself. Because I'm getting evicted from my welfare hotel.
You're getting evicted from your welfare hotel?
Every crackhead, junkie, and hooker in this city lives in a welfare hotel, but they're kicking Simone out.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. At least those people are of some recognizable sex.
At least those people can pay their rent. I was 4 months behind in mine.
So how much can that be? 4 months rent in a welfare hotel comes to, what, $62? I'll give you that.
$2,000.
$2,000 for 4 months? You mean that pistol cost you $500 a month?
Very good, Arthur. You did it without pencil and paper.
Wait a second. Aren't welfare hotels supposed to be for people on welfare?
Yeah, and isn't the city supposed to foot the bill for the rent?
I was on welfare, but they cut it off when I got that job doing roofing last year. Well, I don't have any money now, and they want me to come up with my rent myself.
Well, that's what, $500 a month, right?
Well, actually, it's more like $125 a week, but it comes to the same thing.
Wait a minute. Did we once send one of our interns over to check out the place?
Yeah, we sent our intern to check out Simone and his welfare hotel, and then we wonder why we can't keep interns.
Do you remember that other intern that we sent to interview that cult leader on the Upper West Side?
Yeah, we never heard of that intern again, did we?
Well, no, actually, he did call to say he was all right, but he said he didn't want anything to do with us anymore.
Well, I wonder why.
Anyway, Simone, from the word we got on your welfare hotel, there were big roaches, the ceilings were coming down, there were dirty community bathrooms, and you had to sleep on the floor because there wasn't enough space in your room for a mattress.
Oh, hold it a minute. Are you saying that you were paying $500 a month to live in a tiny little roach-infested room that didn't even have a toilet in it?
That's about it.
Jesus! In South Carolina, you could get a 7-room house in the suburbs for that much money.
You're not in South Carolina anymore, Pete.
Yeah, wait till you start looking for an apartment in Manhattan.
Yeah, have you started looking yet?
No. I've been staying with a friend for the past week and a half, and I have an appointment to start checking out some places this afternoon.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, keep me posted.
Yeah, Pete, make sure you call Simone as soon as you find an apartment. This way you can come over and bring some mice to keep the rats away.
Listen, this is too much. I need a break.
Yeah, we're going to play commercial, folks.
And hopefully Simone will be gone by the time we get back.
Yeah, gone and forgotten.